I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Notice he said in the sixth verse, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I like to talk tonight about the Jerusalem network. Amen. The Jerusalem network. We've heard about AT&T. Who is it that doesn't know about AT&T? And then, boy, MCI called me a few months ago and offered me such a good deal, amen, that I forgot AT&T momentarily. Amen. Oh, they've called me back. They first offered me $35 to go back to AT&T. Then I got another call, amen, for $50 to go back to AT&T. I'm just waiting for a higher bid. Amen. And amen. I don't know. It might be good to swap around a little bit. Amen. Well, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a telephone network. I'd like to talk tonight about a Jerusalem network. Who is it that doesn't know about CG&E in the Cincinnati area? Amen. If you're in the Dayton area, it's DPL. Amen. Dayton Power and Light. Ah, yes. You talk about a network. They've got a power network. Their wires stretch into every home, almost without exception. Amen. There's a big wire that comes from the big dynamo and the big transformer. And several smaller wires come off of the big wire. And a whole bunch of smaller ones come off of the several wires that came off of the big wire. Until they've forked and snaked and wired and strung and plowed and, amen, they've got electric wires underground and overhead, and you can't hardly even play the radio going down some streets on AM for the electric wires. Amen. You talk about a network, they've got it. They reach all the way to us from that central place where the power source was. Praise God. I'm talking about Jerusalem. Amen. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, he said, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember me, thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Amen. What made Jerusalem important in the Bible? I'll tell you. It says the house of God was there. That's where men went to meet God. Whoo, hallelujah. Amen. God chose that city on top of Mount Zion. Praise God. Amen. Because somebody said God is a hillbilly. He built both his capitals, his earthly capital and his heavenly capital, on the hills. Praise God. That's why we say on the top of Mount Zion is a city, and the earth with glory it doth fill. I shall look on its beauty in the morning when I reach that city on the hill. Hallelujah. All that city on Mount Zion. Amen. My, we sing about it. We preach about it. Well, here's the whole truth in a nutshell. Jerusalem was the center of God's activity for ages. Amen. And God still has plans for Jerusalem. Praise God. Now, amen, we are in a little bit different situation than they was then. Amen. Our Jerusalem is a little bit different. When God cursed the city of Jerusalem and departed from her, amen, and plowed her like a field, the spotlight switched. Praise God. Luke said that repentance and remission of sins would be preached in all the world beginning at Jerusalem. Jesus said, ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. It all started at Jerusalem. But I want to tell you something else. Praise God. That blessing that came on Jerusalem in the natural started in the heavenly Jerusalem. And the Bible said that heavenly Jerusalem is the mother of us all. Amen. Amen. God wired up, praise God, the dynamo from heaven to the earthly Jerusalem. And the fire fell in Solomon's temple and consumed the sacrifice, praise God. And there was fire on the altar in Jerusalem, praise God. But God was getting ready to do something a little bit wider, to spread the fire, if you will. Amen. He said, it's expedient for you that I go away. If I go on out of way, the Comforter will not come. Amen. But when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He'll lead you into all truth. Praise God. On the day of Pentecost, guess where they were? Amen. Right there on Mount Zion, in an upper room, almost in sight. Praise God, of the temple. Amen. Almost in sight of David's palace. Praise God. I mean, if you'd have crawled out on the roof, you could have seen it all. Hallelujah. And the fire fell. But it didn't stop there. Praise God. God run a high tension wire, praise God, down to Cornelius' house. Hallelujah. And said, Cornelius, I know you're a Gentile, but we're going to wire you up for juice. Praise God. Amen. And Cornelius' household got saved. Amen. And God plugged them in that same day. Praise God. The fire fell on Cornelius. Amen. From there, glory to God, it spread up the coast of the Mediterranean, leaped across the Mediterranean, amen, and across the Aegean Sea. Glory to God, from Athens to Corinth, praise God, to Ephesus, amen, Pergamos, Smyrna, Thessalonica, amen, all over Macedonia, praise God, amen. And God was sending high attention signals, amen, into the whole world. Hallelujah. What was it? It was that begun in Jerusalem. Amen. Did you know that every church that is full of the Spirit of God, that has a good move of God, has the same thing that they had in Jerusalem? Amen. There were 400 and better synagogues in Jerusalem in the day of Jesus That was the signal of things to come. That was the groundwork for the church. Amen. Eventually Paul would go into every synagogue in every city. Amen. Just about it that he went into, he would find a Jewish synagogue and preach to them first. God offered them, praise God, electricity from heaven. But most of them refused it. Praise God. The church switched from the synagogue to the local assembly. Amen. Most of them in houses. I mean people's houses. Hallelujah. Aquila and Priscilla had a church in their house. It's that way all over China. But no matter where the people of God meet, folks, and the Spirit of God is there, that is your Jerusalem. Amen. That's it. Praise God. Your Jerusalem, the church of the living God, took the place of the Jerusalem in the economy of God after Jerusalem, the literal Jerusalem, was cursed. The church became the center of God's activity. Now, we must pray for the peace of our Jerusalem, the church of the living God, locally and universally. Praise God. The time is near at hand when Christ will say of the church, our Jerusalem. Amen. Either well done or, O Jerusalem. In Matthew chapter 23, O Jerusalem, thou which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how oft I would have gathered you. In Luke he said, as a hen doth her brood, but you would not. Amen. This is our Jerusalem. Amen. What made Jerusalem important in the Old Testament? The house of the Lord is there. Psalms 122:1. Amen. Without peace in Jerusalem, our feet shall not stand in thy gates. He said in the second verse, our feet shall stand within thy gates. If there is no peace, then many will not go and find their place in God. Praise God. Amen. Zechariah chapter 13:1 said, there's a fountain opened up in the house of David for sin and uncleanness. Praise God. And that, my friend, is Jerusalem. Praise God. If there is not peace in our Jerusalem, that fountain that flows in the Jerusalem network, amen, to set the vilest sinner free, will not flow into our midst. If it does, men will not find it. Amen. Our nation has never had revival in the time of war, because that's a time of judgment. And you can't mix the two. Amen. Billy Sunday's revival ground to a halt when World War I erupted full force in 1918. Amen. There were a group of people that had been to Azusa, amen, that carried the Pentecostal revival on afterwards. But Billy Sunday's revival never did pick up after World War I. Amen. However, God had those, praise God, that had been saved as a result of the network of God working underground, under the surface, praise God. Amen. His mighty men were healing the sick, casting out devils. John G. Lakes, John Alexander Dowie, amen, Smith Wigglesworth, Annie McPherson, amen, and many, many more. Amen. Raymond T. Ritchie was still going full blast when Jack Cole went to the army in World War II. Jack Cole would go AWOL to go to Raymond T. Ritchie's meetings. Amen. Glory to God. That was that old time revival. The vestige of it kept going. God kept it on the back burner until the war was over. Praise God. When the war was over, God had already groomed William Branham, Jack Cole, Willie Freeman, Oral Roberts. Amen. Gordon Lee,
frenzy and a score of others, praise God, to sweep the world with revival. Hallelujah. And the network's expanding. The greatest revivals the world has ever known came not during World War II, but after the war was over, after the boys came marching home. Praise God. Amen. The revival, Jerusalem, spread its influences worldwide as never before. Multiplied millions attended, multiplied thousands were converted, until the Pentecostal movement as we know it, amen, it came from about 2 million to 20 unnumbered millions of people in just a little time. Their churches were known in the annals of church history as the fastest growing churches in the world. What was it? It was Jerusalem's network at work. It was the fire of God, amen, sweeping the souls of men. Praise God. Oh yes, we need to pray for the peace of our Jerusalem. If we forget our Jerusalem and neglect the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is, let our right hand forget its cunning. Amen. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy, don't you know that the church of the living God is God's Jerusalem network? And to reject the church of the living God is to go all the way back to the Jerusalem of old and to that one of heaven which is the mother of us all. It's not a light thing to be a rejecter. It's serious business. Amen. Oh yes, if there's no peace in Jerusalem, then worship and testimony and praise that is there. Amen. If we don't have peace, that all stops. And people don't sing the praises of God anymore. They hang their harps on a willow tree and they weep and they mourn. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Praise God. Amen. And fourthly, according to Luke, praise God, that's Luke 24:49, or 24:47 and 48 and 49. Amen. He said that this gospel would be preached in his name into all the world. The gospel starts there. He said, beginning at Jerusalem. The gospel starts at Jerusalem. And from there it goes into all the world. Amen. But in our Jerusalem network tonight, amen, the wire stretched down through the ages and reached down to the highway of holiness. And if there is not peace and unity in the church, there will be no gospel going into all the world. There will be no missionaries sent out. There will be no missionary effort. Amen. Did you know that for the most part, many churches, even in the Miami Valley, never take up an offering for foreign missions? Missions of any kind. You know why? They preach against it. They say, we got plenty of poor people here. We ain't got no business sending money out across the waters. And they're not helping the poor people here. They say, we got plenty of lost people down the street. Ain't no use of sending money across the waters to them across the waters. We need to be winning those down the street, but they're not doing anything to win them. It's me, my son, John S. Ford, no more. Amen. They got a shirt tail full. They can't hardly get a crowd out for nothing except for a ball game, a homecoming, or a soup supper. Amen. And for the most part, amen, they're high and dry from there on out. We need to pray for the peace and the prosperity of Jerusalem. But we also need to know our destiny in the Jerusalem network. The gospel don't stop here. Praise God. This is our springboard. It's March the 1st. Praise God. Amen. We've got through the two worries. Amen. January and February. And now since we got through all the worries, let's climb on the springboard of March. Amen. And jump into April, May, June, and July. Praise God. And claim souls for God. Let's get on the springboard. Hallelujah. The gospel starts here. And the devil would like to stop that. He'll do anything he can to boggle your little old mind. He knows our minds are small. He knows how easy we are distracted by the least little old thing, or even the biggest little old thing. That's why he done it. So he could stop the message, stop the testimony, stop the going forth of the Word of God. Hey! Glory to God! Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. Acts 9 and 31 says that the churches had rest. Amen. And that was the end of the third persecution. Praise God. Saul of Tarsus is not converted. Ew! And because the arch enemy of the church that killed the church, persecuted them unto death, had warrants for the arrest of Christians all the way to Damascus in his inside coat pocket. Praise God. And God struck him down. Amen. On the road to Damascus. That new convert from the Damascene Road. Praise God. Woo! He was so new and so fresh that the saints was afraid of him. Amen. He is wired up with so much juice they thought he had too much. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, glory to God. They're scared out into Jerusalem. He's like Moses when he came down off of the mountain. His mouth shone, his face shone. Amen. So much that they wanted him to put a veil on. Glory to God. Amen. They couldn't stand to look at Saul of Tarsus freshly converted. But after that persecution ended, the Bible said the churches had rest in Acts 9:31. You know what rest is, don't you? That's just another word for peace. Ooh, glory to God. The churches had peace for a while. Here's what happened when they had peace. The saints were edified, walking in the fear of the Lord, in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, and the disciples were multiplied. That's God's plan. Regardless of persecution, regardless of opposition, regardless of what comes or goes, we pray for the peace of our Jerusalem. Our part of the church of the living God. Amen. You have a personal contribution to the peace of your Jerusalem. Number one, amen, you pray for it. Amen. Number two, you faithfully attend upon it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Number three, praise God, you be at peace with one another. Amen. Number four, you stop all gossip. Amen. Number five, you stop all murmuring. Number six, you stop all complaining. Amen. Number seven, and last but not least, you stop all sinning. Praise God. Amen. Get cleaned up, washed up. Amen. So that God can bless our Jerusalem. Amen. This is our Jerusalem. Amen. Don't forget it. Don't neglect it. Because, folks, that's where the blessing comes from. That's where the blessing comes through. How shall they hear without a preacher? Where do those preachers come from? They come from that divine call of God, born of an experience found somewhere. Amen. No matter where you get it. Amen. If you're like Grandpa Groves that decided he'd stay home, not go to church, homesteaded a log cabin on a flat rock in the Ozark Mountains of Missouri, just south of Branson, Missouri, and said, I'll not go to church. I'll pray at home. I'll read the Bible at home. Amen. I'll live for God at home. And that's what he started doing. And the more he prayed, and the more he read the Bible, praise God, the more he wanted, the more the fire burned, and the more he wanted to spread the fire. Praise God. It was because Grandpa Groves burst out of that one room log cabin on that flat rock in the hills of Missouri and preached the gospel all over that country that A.C. Groves was saved. A.C.'s grandson was here behind this pulpit just a few months ago. Amen. Glory to God. Mildred Pinkley got saved. And a whole lot of churches was founded south of Springfield, Missouri, in that whole area, because Grandpa Groves realized you can't keep Jerusalem quiet. Her light's got to shine. Her sound has got to go forth into all the world. Amen. You try that praying at home, seeking God at home, read the Bible at home. You'll come out of there like a flame of fire looking for somebody else to share it, or somebody else has got it just like you got it. Hallelujah. And when you get together and there's two or three gathered in his name, he said, there am I in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Don't forget your Jerusalem. Amen. Yes, every great and good work begins there in the church of the living God. You say, well, I know some folks just got together in their house. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Anywhere, praise God, those called out ones gather. Even in a house, Sister Lois. Amen. The church is present. And when they touch fire, it's because that same message that came to us through the holy apostles, every one of them was a Jew. Every one of them was in Jerusalem. Everyone got their orders from there and went in all the world. Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And tonight, whether we like it or not, we're part of the Jerusalem network. Hey, I like it, don't you? Amen. Hey, I don't like them churches that haven't got any power. I don't like them places where you can't feel Jesus. I don't like to go, amen, where you can't feel God unless you got a chance to let him shine, to turn him loose. Amen. To turn on my light and say, look at here. I got a trouble light plugged into the New Jerusalem that'll cure your troubles. Amen. And somebody's going to say, that's just what I was looking for. Hey, let me show you my new high-powered neon trouble light. Sister Carla brought me a floodlight the other day. Would you believe it? She bought me a floodlight. Amen. She thought, well, I know sometimes you're out in the dark working on them machines, and so I bought you a floodlight. You know what I'm going to do? Well, these nights I'm going to plug it in. Woo! Burn the midnight or nothing. Amen. I'm going to be plugged in to CG and E. Hallelujah. I got a trouble light for you tonight. Amen. Plug it in to the New Jerusalem network and let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Amen. Ah, yes. As they get us a song, the old telephone song said, Central's never busy, always on the line. You can hear from heaven almost any time. 'Tis a loyal service made for one and all. Amen. You can get an answer on the royal telephone. Amen. Then there's another verse there that says, if your line is grounded and connection true, has been lost with Jesus, tell you what to do. Prayer and faith and promise mends a broken wire, and your soul is burning with the Pentecostal fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's keep the fire burning in our Jerusalem, that it may go forth from here. Some 20 ministries strong, amen, have gone out in the last 18 and a half years that we're praying for and asking God to help. What is it? Amen. It's just an extension of our Jerusalem. We're part of the Jerusalem network. if you continue in the faith. You don't grow weary in well-doing. Amen. Some people, they just get tired of playing the light bill and they let them unplug their meter and go back to oil lamps and candles. Not very many. And it don't last very long usually when they do. Amen. Some people get tired of telephone bills and long distance calls and people ringing their bell and they have their telephone unhooked too. Amen. Some of them had it done right here in this church a few times because I tried calling them and it was unhooked. Amen. Yeah. Or I got a little telephone recording that says this number has been changed. And I called information. And they said, amen, at the request of the party, the number's not available. Amen. Amen. But none of that lasts very long. They usually got it plugged up again after a while. Huh? Amen. If your line's grounded, connection true, prayer and faith and promise can mend your broken wire, and you can be in contact with heaven's royal telephone tonight. Amen. God hears and answers prayer, and He'll hear your prayer because you're in on the Jerusalem network. Did you feel that fire? Did you see that power moving? Amen. In the first part of this service, it looked like we weren't going to be able to get a sermon in edgewise. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. That's the Jerusalem connection, brother. Stand with us tonight. And let's ask God to save somebody. Father, we claim them for Jesus. Amen. Help us to accept our personal responsibility for our Jerusalem tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, as they sing, the altar's open. Kneel and let the Lord take your load of sin. Kneel and let the Lord take your burden. Kneel and let the Lord have that burden of...
There's a call comes ringing over...
Concern for your love.
Send the light.
Come on. Come on into this altar and let's pray. Come on and seek Jesus. Pray for the peace and the prosperity of Jerusalem. Come on tonight.
Send the light.
Amen.
The blessed God's
hallelujah.
Let it shine.
Glory to God.
From shore to shore.
Hallelujah.
Send the light. The blessed God's glory.